Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be
probably a Saturday right now, the day before the Pride Parade, so that Ricky can get drunk while recording the 500th episode and not have to worry
about
work.
We're all going
to
get drunk.
We're gonna do a drunk cast.
Yes, a drunkie cast.
Are we gonna have to give like a shot list to all of our listeners who join that they can drink along?
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be fun.
Every time Ricky thinks
every time
he's serious.
Every time we play a voicemail about our 500th episode or an email, we have to take a shot of something, whatever we have. Get that, people?
There we go. Also, we need our listeners and everyone in the room to consider and to think of what would the Foul Monkey official cocktail be? I love that the picture that someone just posted was our album art from show 421, Moose Knuckle.
I wonder if they know that.
Yes, because it's all about the Foul Monkey's Moose Knuckle.
Do you see like this fancy stuff going on with the shows over here on the side?
Alex,
like, pops in and out.
Alex said his liver and him are not on speaking terms since Chicago, which that's doubtful because you've gotten drunk quite a few times since being back in back home.
So
James, who wouldn't? They're in North Carolina.
Yeah. Well, so James LeRoy Bradley, what's new with you? What's going on with you?
Well, this last weekend, I just performed again for as a mandolin.
For the second time.
I was told that somebody asked me if I was a makeup artist. I thought that was a really nice compliment.
Hello, Mr. Mike. Welcome.
Hi, DeAndre. I miss you too, DeAndre. No, it went really, really well. If you want to see pictures, you should probably go to facebook.com/MissAMandolinFans. Just MS Amandolin Fans.
Is that one N or two?
Two. AMANDALYNN.
Yes.
Fans.
But yes, or if you're friends with me on Facebook, there is an album entitled Ashley Presents Strong and Proud, I believe. But yes, he looked amazing. He did a great job. What songs did you do?
The first song that I did was Girls Just Want to Have Fun, which was a lot of fun.
Okay.
I was in a tutu, and I was in a Wayland creation. And by that, I mean he took a t-shirt and slashed holes in the side of it for me to make it look really cool. And it was really fun. Then I was in a group number, essentially, with my drag sister, Vivian. And we did It's Raining Men and full choreography. And shut up. You weren't even there, Ricky.
Hey, you talk. Ricky's not even at the microphone. Ignore him. Come on now.
And that's mean, but okay. And then we did the group number, and that was really fun. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that a lot. I was worried because my heels were not acting very nicely beforehand, but we worked it out. And miss
what was it?
My heels. Oh. But beforehand, thank you, Waylon, for posting that in the thing. I was trying to do that. What was I saying? Oh, and my fucking drag sister. I hate her so much sometimes. She was doing death drops during the song.
I don't even know what that is.
Basically, just like Google death drop. And basically all she's doing, she's going from standing position to laying down on her back. Just like within seconds.
Bending backwards?
Yeah. And she did two of them and fucking tore the house down. And then my last number that I did by myself was my favorite. Was
because it involved you.
Well, no, but
man, I feel like a woman.
Yes.
Yes. And which
man,
you stripped.
I feel like a woman. Yes.
You actually looked really good in all the outfits.
Well, thank you. You're welcome. My last one was really fun, except I forgot to take my cufflinks out. And that was a pain in the butt to try to get my button up shirt off with my cufflinks still on.
How the hell do you post pictures in this chat?
don't know.
I don't know.
DeAndre, she's a little black girl who can do Jeff death drops, and so she was voking the hell out of her It's Raining Men, because that's just how she is.
She was, oh my God, she was just amazing. I love my drag sister so much. She's so full of energy. She's so passionate about it, and she just goes for it, and she just does it. She doesn't even fucking care.
Does she get into it?
Oh, she fucking gets into it.
Mr. Mike. Thank you, Mr. Mike. So that's one of the pictures from that night. I enjoyed it. That dress specifically, there's at the end, because the show's theme was Out and Proud, or Strong and Proud, I should say, for Pride Month for Chicago here and everything. And so at the end, we came together and did this like rainbow color of things. And we did a mashup of songs at the end of it and everything. It was really, really fun. And it was very all about being proud of who you are at the end. And basically just it just was really, really awesome. It was a really good show. I really enjoyed it. And yes, I do have a drag mother, and Waylon posted a link in the notes there, but her name is Coco Chonel, Chonell.
Chonel.
And she was in the audience. She's been doing some theater stuff, so she's not in this show or the next show, but she's definitely being supportive in the audience, and she's took some videos as well. She posted them on her Facebook there too, so you should check that out. Waylon also posted about my drag grandmother, which is Ashley Morgan. If you want to find these people out, they're facebook.com/coco.chonell, coco.chonell, and facebook.com/ashley.morgan.
We'll have you know, Ashley Morgan actually also owns the bar. And
she does.
She performs at, and it's The Call that you've heard us talk about over and
which
over
is four blocks away. By the way, it's amazing being a drag queen and only having to walk four blocks to your bar.
Fuck you, DeAndre. So, fuck you. You're starting to sound like RC, and I do not enjoy this.
Oh!
You just said that I make Rosacea look good.
That is not a compliment.
That is not a compliment. Thank you, DRC.
Good one.
Good one.
Thanks, Tabby Smelly. I'm enjoying it. He's saying how I'm happy you're having a positive experience while I explore drag. I'm quite enjoying it. I mean, it's something that it's creative and it's fun, and it's kind of one of those outlets that I am able to do. And it's a.
When
it's,
you feel like cutting yourself?
No. Yes.
When you feel like drowning?
No.
Drowning. Overdosing on cocaine?
We're not talking about JD, the book shooting of up with morphine.
Oh my God. JD from San Diego just posted on one of our Facebook photos that one Mr. Mike post that it's Waylon and Wynonna.
And Wynonna. Fuck you.
Totally looks like Wynonna.
I think you could pull off a skinny totally. Wynonna. Yeah.
That fucking dress. If you go look at the picture in the dress and you see me full figure, my boobs look ginormous. And
ginormous without that stuff on.
I'm not wearing them right now.
I can tell.
Q Sledge, thank you for the compliment. In my world, there's nothing really that's happened in the last week. It has been all encompassed by the world of drag.
I wasn't done.
Oh, I thought you were. Oh. Sorry, I was speeding it along. Excuse me.
I was just going to say one more thing. That because of the whole ginormous...
Wait. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done. I was speeding it along.
Yeah. I just wanted to say the last thing was because of the boo thing. I was setting it up. The boo thing.
Every show needs a Joey.
Stop. Fucking asshole. I was just saying that because of the boob thing, I got comments saying that I should do a Dolly Parton number because they're kind of big. And I was like, well, maybe if I could find
your
out a way
aren't
to.
That big.
And your waistline is not that small.
Oh my God, stop interrupting.
That's not interrupting. It's called conversation. And your tits are not that big.
Because I was going to say exactly what you were going to say. I was putting out there that I don't have that small of waist. And if I could find a way to make my waist look like pencil thin, then I'll be good. I'm done.
Well, welcome. This picture aunt. Right here looks pencil thin.
It's because I'm wearing a fucking corset.
Welcome, aunt. Welcome, fan in Denver. We're happy to have you in the room.
Welcome. So what else we got going on?
Well, really, yeah, I don't know. My whole life was encompassed by every time when I had time off was going to finish shopping for the girls.
And their
last second... costume emergencies.
Did you have to dig for panties in the Target?
No, I did not.
Actually, digging wise, because I got new ones. Yay. Took me 2 seconds. I found the extra large just right off the bat. I was like, fuck yes!
However, I did solo have to look for lingerie / 90s for both Amanda Lynn and Vivian DeJour, his sister.
Well, Vivian probably wasn't that bad, right?
Either way, I'm in Marshall's by myself, fingering my
pervert,
fingering my way through. And I meant to use those words. the lingerie section, and I'm trying to find a matching set that's both in a extra large as well as in a small. Finally found something, and that was always a joy, you know, checking it out. So I
did you like jump up and down? Yeah, I found it.
No, I did get some eyes from the checkout lady, but I wanted to be like, first of all, do I look like a small? So I don't know.
Oh my God, we have 20 minutes we need to fill.
Why do you say stuff like that?
Because
it's easy to fill.
I don't know what to talk about now.
Talk about what you normally
talk
about.
Is there any movies we want to see?
Did you see Man of Steel yet?
No, because we have to go see the Star Trek movie before we see Man of Steel.
Star Trek movie was fantastic. Greatly enjoyed it. I would have liked to have seen it in IMAX. I'm happy we did not end up seeing it in 3D because I think I would have vomited. Because especially the first part, it moved so quickly. I don't know if my eyes would have quite enjoyed that 3D. But we really enjoyed. We had a great time at Star Trek, actually. I can still understand why people say that it might, you know, in people's opinions, that it still makes a better TV show than it does a movie. But it was a fantastic movie. And then we did see Man of Steel Sunday. And we really enjoyed that as well. Again, I can understand why people are up in arms because it kind of goes against a lot of, you know, the comic and how everyone says, you know, Superman doesn't kill people, things like that. But at the same time,
it's a revamp, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, I think that it was also necessity for the character because that character obviously would never have stopped doing that much destruction. But I do have to say, thank God for a superhero that is not smooth.
He's scruffy.
Oh my lordy. And he has chest hair. Even when he is clean shaven, the motherfucker still has chest hair popping out of his Superman outfit.
So real people.
So fucking hot.
He is so goddamn attractive. And the chest hair makes it even.
Do you think that it's going to like start a whole new thing of chest hair now?
I hope so.
Hugh Jackman had hair and like Wolverine.
But he's Wolverine.
So plus one said Wolverine, ? But that's what I was going to point out. He's supposed to be kind of animalistic in that. So yeah, Superman's very clean shaven. He's a very classic superhero, chiseled jawline.
Jizzled.
I love a jizzled jawline.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, it's very clean. No chest hair, nothing like that. He's all covered up. He's not like poking hairs out of his collar like this guy was, which was.
JD. And SD, we were just talking about you, actually. Welcome to the chat room.
Is he coming to town?
Amanda will not be around next weekend because she is only here on the third Saturday of every month.
As of right now.
Wait, wouldn't this be the third Saturday coming up?
No, last Saturday was.
Because it's the third this Wednesday.
June the 1st was a Saturday.
Yeah. Look at the calendar.
Oh, okay.
No, but think about it, though. Like, Spider-Man, he's not hairy. Batman.
Needs to be.
Because
Batman usually not hairy, and if he's hairy, his outfit doesn't allow
the chest hair
to pop out. Green Lantern, not hairy. Granted, I would, you know, a furry chested. Ryan Reynolds.
Well, we saw him in the Amityville Horror.
Oh yes,
in his wet underwear.
You mean his wet pajama pants that were white and where you could see almost the tip of the V?
Yes.
Oh, I remember.
The cum gutters?
Oh, that's disgusting, but yes.
Oh, my God. Look at this picture they posted in there.
I love Toppy Smelly. Could you imagine Wolverine's bush? That would take one bit of a weed whacker.
Waylon would be about that, though.
Jesus Christ.
He's all about
the natural. He is hot.
Isn't he?
Holy shit. Oh. And he has weird facial hair, too. That's nice.
Well, he doesn't when he is actually in his Superman outfit. But for the most part of the movie, I find out where I'm from and I get in my suit, he has, like, I'm a fisherman beard. Mm. So anyway, you'll like it. He's rather attractive.
Does he have, like, super bulge in his outfit?
I do remember. I don't actually honestly don't remember looking at it, to be honest. I think I like the chest hair too much.
Are you gay?
I like the chest hair. And he's an amazing eyes. So there are lots of movies that are coming out, which I can't wait. And I'm a little behind on the horror films, which pisses me off. I still haven't even seen Mama.
Oh, you haven't seen Mama?
No, I'm so far behind because...
I think you were supposed to go see it with us that weekend, but for some reason you couldn't.
Every time since he stopped being off on Tuesdays, we don't go see the movies anymore because there's too much other shit going on, it seems. And we don't watch them at home because we're watching too many TV shows that we're trying to catch up on. Speaking of that, are you a True Blood watcher? I can't remember. You're not a True Blood
watcher. I've only watched the first and second season.
True Blood. We just watched it last night.
I liked Mama.
God damn it.
Wait, that's the same. I mean, the picture you just posted, GFN General, is the same guy? Is it?
Oh.
I don't know about that.
I want both of them, even if it's not the same guy.
Mm.
Holler. I love his hair.
Keep getting disconnected from this.
Anyway,
from the chat room.
Too much looking at pictures of people with chest hair and or Superman's bulge.
I'm looking at the bulge now.
Yes.
Sorry, I had to stop for a second.
So remember, since we have a lot of new listeners, our 500th episode will be recorded within the next week.
Mm-hmm.
This...
500 shows.
When you hear this, since you're in the room, we're telling you now so that you can help the cause. But one, we're going to do shots for every time we read a listener's email or listen to a voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
Two, do you want email us, tweet us, Facebook us, go to our website and respond to us on what you think the official 500th episode Foul Monkey cocktail should be.
I'm not drinking anything nasty, so don't even go there.
If it solidifies or if it coagulates, curdles, no. We will not do it.
This is something that has to like sit here on the table and be ready to drink.
And we might, depending on how much stuff we have to talk about and how many calls or emails,
we might be
it
sober.
Might be long.
Well, we might as well. We should probably, well, it's not a live show, which is good. Or actually, we could see who's recording on Saturday, the 28th.
If that
we
could
do,
be fun.
And we could see if we could do a live 500th.
Mm,
but we should probably get on that soon so we can actually let people know.
Right.
But yeah, listeners, you are not here. And then people in the chat room, let us know. No, 500 will not be live this weekend. Actually, what will be live is 499.
Yes.
So,
which is the Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
There you go.
At pride48.com.
.com.
So make sure that if you want to get your calls in, you call 863-666-0377. Although it's very weird because we did get a phone call through the 206 number today or yesterday.
Yeah. Was it one of Donna Sugar's long lost?
It wasn't Donna Sugar's.
Phone calls.
I think it was RC, maybe. I'm not for sure.
Do you want to try it?
No, because it's a 500 one. We don't want to play it.
Oh.
And you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. We would really appreciate it. I just remember when like episode 200 or 250 was out, we had over like 50 calls.
You had over 50 calls?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we did. That was a gigantic undertaking trying to actually fit them all in.
Yeah.
I
don't think you guys did 250.
No.
That was in Florida.
No, I'm sorry. That wasn't 250.
That was 400.
400. 400 would be a lot of episode. A lot of.
But 500 is a lot, y'all. That's halfway to 1,000.
Not only that, though. We've done over 100 episodes as co-hosts.
Well, even more than that.
Well, I mean, over. Did,
yeah.
We weren't too far before 400, but a good time.
I can tell you exactly what episode I started doing album art on.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't mean that you were...
You started before that, though, right?
Yeah.
Just shortly before, though. Yeah.
And what album number
and
is
I
that?
Have no fucking idea what my first show was, because when I dropped him off, you made me be a guest on the first few. Then it was just, well, you're here, so you might as well fucking be on the right. show.
We did.
And you didn't argue.
No, I tried to argue.
Three, four.
I didn't want to steal from James LeRoy's thunder.
341 was the episode I started doing album art on.
Wow.
And RC says, girl, I called the number you gave me.
No, I gave you the 863 number.
Either way, you're both pretty.
The Dirty Monkey Cocktail. Let's see what this has in it, because if it's gross, I'm not drinking.
Ooh,
it.
Irish cream. Oh, dark rum.
Wow,
isn't that going to curdle?
Toppy Smelly said that he really would not have guessed that the current stinky orangutans would have done 100 shows together. Yeah, we're actually above 100, but
we're at least 150. At least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you guys.
I know now. So it's now.
Congratulations
good,
to you.
Now,
now that you have a successful
show. It's now a good time for me to tell you that I'm leaving your show to be on. I'm going to be the pivot between Satersphere and Greetings from Nowhere.
And did I tell you?
Don't forget
I
brought, about Mark's show too.
Did I tell you I brought the lighter fluid to with me today?
So speaking,
don't even try it.
Speaking
people.
Of burning down the building, we were talking to Mark downstairs. How we were having the issue with our sink and everything. Mm-hmm. And because we got a new faucet and everything like that and a little pump that has the soap and everything, all that in there too. He joked around that we're in the penthouse apartment now, even though it's the third floor.
I live on the penthouse in my building.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're only one floor away from the sun deck.
That's pretty nice. Awesome. Oh, I did have a nice weekend. The reason I didn't come to your show is because I had a dinner guest at my house until like 10:30. And yeah, I probably could have came, but it was almost over, right? Your thing?
What time?
At 10:30.
It doesn't start until 10.
It started at 10:30.
I know, but my guest did not leave till 10:30. And it ends at 11, right?
No.
Hell no. We probably left. Like, we probably like were there until at least.
Let's think about this.
No, I mean the show. Not until you guys left.
No. The show is supposed to start at 10. It's a drag show.
So 10:20.
10:30.
Oh, okay.
And then it is a good 2 hours. It usually doesn't get done until midnight.
Yeah. We last until midnight or so.
I don't remember that the last time.
It
I was
really
there.
Depends on the show and how many songs everyone are doing. I mean, Bradley was in 3 songs and a closer, and everyone did about the same amount of shows. So that's a lot of songs to get through.
Sorry.
RC said that if I left, the Foul Monkey Death Squad would get me.
You could have deflated your dinner guest, carried it, and blown it up again at the show. Rude.
Hashtag truth.
That is rude. I do not have any rubber dolls that you blow up inside my house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, not.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You popped them all.
No, honestly, like this is at least an hour and a half, 2 hours between 21 numbers that we did for my first show. I was just looking at the old show list.
Yeah, so if anyone's in town in Chicago, usually around the third Saturday of the month, you should come see Amanda Lynn perform.
Look what happened to Ricky's last spinoff.
Dun, dun, dun. There actually is talks that Amanda Lynn may make an appearance at Pride 48 in Vegas. Mm. We don't know what this appearance, may entail.
It depends on if she's busy.
Hey, she may be busy. It depends how... We didn't get her a plane ticket, so...
Doesn't she work there on the weekends anyway?
At least not her luggage.
Don't they have her, like, her picture on those little cards that they flip by the little...
Oh, God, I hate those bitches.
But yeah, so you should all come to Pride 48 just so that you can see Amanda Lynn, because I think Amanda Lynn should show up to the pink carpet.
Definitely.
If not...
I'll talk to her about it.
We all should. Maybe we all could wear... what we actually had made for us for our Christmas surprise.
Don't give away anything.
That never happened. Maybe we should wear Pride 48. Except that you and
I don't know if I feel that comfortable.
Don't really look that pretty compared to this bitch.
No.
And it takes
him. I don't have enough time to
It takes him 2 hours to get into drag makeup. And then we would both need help. And there's just nothing.
And I'm not
anything.
Shaving.
No.
I got time for that. Let's see here. See what else we got going on. Should we do like an ask the question kind of thing?
We have some voicemails. Oh yeah, and some emails.
But be careful which ones you play because some of them may be 500 episode ones.
You're all so organized.
No, here's but the, I know,
you know
exactly.
About how about you take over the Foul Monkey's email?
I need to clean it up.
Please,
because it drives me
do
crazy.
It. Do it.
I've been a little too busy with work, but I think about it every time I delete email when I see it come through and it's spam. I'm like, don't care.
Don't care. RC said those Mexicans with the flip book sell cocaine and weed, too.
Yeah.
RC says, don't play my email.
Well, fine, we won't.
Well, that's a 500 one.
So.
Oh.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding, we've got a phone call!
Phone call. The fucking AC is blowing shit.
Oh, hello, boys. So I was listening to the show, I guess 2 shows ago now, and you were talking about this amazing person that you met at Bear Pride.
By the way, this is Alex from North Carolina.
From Brooklyn, a Puerto Rican, a.k.a. fake Mexican, Sexican. And you were retelling stories that I told you with about my dad. But you just really just butchered the entire accent, the entire thing. So, as per your request, here I am calling in to give you the full New York experience. The first one was about my dad and going to Bear Pride. So I call him, or he calls me out, I don't remember what happened, but he says to me, "Alexander, you know, I really hope you were safe." I said, "Dad, of course I was safe. What am I? I'm not an idiot, of course." He's like, yeah, I know you say that, but, you know, I know that you gays like to flaunt about being all promiscuous. So, listen, I just hope you were safe. Like, of course, Dad, don't worry about anything. And so, you know, he's got this whole notion that gay guys just run around screwing each other.
Well.
But he's also really cool.
Didn't you?
And then the other one, which is my favorite, is the story about, you know, when he and my mom get into their fifth weekly argument, and he calls me on his way to work. He works a late shift. So he calls me and he's driving to work. Oh. And I pretty much know every time he calls me then to vent. So this was a conversation he and I had one night at about 11:45. He calls, I answer, "Hey, Dad, what's up?" "Al, this fucking cunt woman, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to rip her goddamn head off. She's driving me up the fucking walls." Mm-hmm. I said, "What are you talking about, Dad? What happened now?" "Oh, same fucking shit that happens all the time. She's fucking psychotic. She's not taking her medications. She's fucking lunatic. I just want to punch her in the fucking face." I was like, "Dad, calm down. Calm down. You know you can't do that." Like, "Yeah, I know I can't do that. You know, sometimes when I think about it, you know, you gays got it so easy. Don't ever get married, Alexander." I was like, "Well, you listen, Dad, it's not legal down here. It's, you know, I'm not getting married for a while. It's okay." He's like, "You know, Al, I really thought..."
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh, ba-ba-ba-dum. No.
As Ricky Burton would say...
"You know..."
Womp womp.
"Well, you guys got to tell me before I leave messages that I can't talk forever, because I can talk the balls off a brass monkey."
As we can
see. "Well, anyway, the last message I left off, my dad was getting ready to tell me. He said to me, 'You know, I think about it. The more I think about it, Alexander, I think I'm going to convert. You guys got it so easy. And, you know, you seem to be so happy picking at you. Fancy fabrics and your cute little dogs. So yeah, this cunt woman, I'm done with her. I'm gonna start sucking dick." And that's my dad. Totally like New York mafia, but he's not really in the mafia. He's just awesome. He's supremely racist, but in a joking manner. I don't actually think he's really racist. But yeah, so that's my dad, and this is me calling in for the second time, because you didn't tell me the first time I couldn't talk forever. Anyway, I hope you boys are doing well, and I look forward to your other shows. Bye.
RC, stop it right now.
I just fucking love the fact that he's still in his accent going through this.
And I also, RC, I think it's crushing on your dad.
He is. Stop it.
And Al, we appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. However, don't you know that every voicemail cuts off at some point?
That just means he talks a little too much, but that's okay. We appreciate the phone call though.
Thank you.
At
you
have 2 minutes. 666-0377.
You yes, have 2 minutes.
And we probably really can't go over much since there are people for Pride 48 this weekend who want to test the feed tonight.
But guess what? They can't break in unless we let go.
That's true. Well, that's but I did say
2 minutes to ask your questions. Ask your questions right now. Ask your questions.
Are we doing the question roundabout?
Yes. Now. Ask your questions now.
If you've got questions for Foul Monkeys right now, please say them. Please say them. And we will do our round robin answer the questions. Honestly, give them to us. Give them to us. I know you've got some questions out there. RC definitely never shuts up, so you have questions. DeAndre, I'm sure there's something you want to know. But Turniphead, who I love and miss.
Oh,
I can't wait cutie. To see you. There, Q Sledge, no. There is no DI tonight because they are recording this weekend.
Yes.
Per the Facebooks, the face place.
That better not be.
What song does Amanda want to?
I want to perform either a I want to perform a Paloma Faith song. That's probably one of the biggest songs, anything that she's done. I want to do one of her songs.
Have you ever tried Vegemite off an Australian cock? First of all, Vegemite is the most disgusting thing that I've ever put in my mouth.
I don't even know what it is.
And as much as Australian cock is generally attractive.
RC, you're nasty. My butthole's clean.
There's no.
Waylon, what's your favorite wine?
My favorite wine? I'm addicted right now to Sauvignon Blanc as a type. It's kind of my thing right now. But I'm also addicted to sangria.
Love sangria.
So good.
Well, fine, Mr. Mike. Bye. Since there's no DI plus, he's leaving.
Goodbye.
Keep going. Keep asking questions.
No pull on Hello. My face song. Australian penis is fantastic.
No pull on my face song. That's funny. Paloma Faith.
Paloma Faith.
Who was your favorite podcaster? You
guys James LeRoy.
Favorite podcaster? Ooh, that's a hard one.
I don't answer that because I don't want to be in feuds.
I'll just say Sater. Or Michael or... Or Joey.
Ricky, are you going to be at Market Days?
Mine is Mr. Miller.
Will you be at Market Days, Ricky?
That's the summer. Maybe.
Maybe.
DeAndre wants to see you. That's fine.
Cupcake Sauvignon Blanc now.
Actually, that's normally...
That's what y'all had last weekend, right?
That's normally
last
week. What
that's,
we buy.
That's our big, that's our big favorite.
That's our go-to. That's our go-to.
Ricky, who is your favorite person to motorboat? Anyone with tits.
RC.
Not Amanda guys, Lynn, because her tits are hard.
Do you guys ever get sweaty breasts and balls? Of course.
Yes.
We're all chunky monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Curtis, the game night guys, is hot.
Per DeAndre. And
he's going to be at Pride 48.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to replace Waylon when he goes off the air?
Would you consider yourself no GGG? What's that?
Gay. I don't know.
I'd like this one. Who's going to replace Waylon when he goes to Greetings from Nowhere?
No one to replace him because it's going to shut down
Five Monkeys. Who is going to host you guys for a home when I burn your house down?
JD and SD, we have no idea. This is the first time it's ever happened for 2 weekends for Chicago Pride. The parade won't be until the following week. So if you're in town next weekend, no parade for you.
And no, RC, I will not.
I believe, since there's all these people, we need to get off the air because I'm assuming most of you are trying to actually test your Pride 48 feeds. There is no DI Plus after us.
There is not.
And yet, so I hope you all enjoyed the show.
Hey, Kathy Bacon.
Welcome to the shit show. Thank you for
the pre-camp for the Pride 48.
We appreciate you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.